Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Too sleepy to record anything good, but I have to mark this. £199 between us, £100 each. That's including extra legroom front row seats on Hong Kong Airlines from Beijing to Hong Kong, whereupon we'll board a ferry, well, a turbojet ferry that you can connect to directly in the airport. If you Google turbojet, you'll find that, and that's about £30. That will take us to Macau, where we're going to spend 4 days before moving on to Bangkok. Spirits are not low, but spirits are exhausted after 10 miles walk in a day. Nice to be sat on a flight and having a rest. But yes, £100 more to this. It's a 3-hour 55 flight, but we were delayed leaving Beijing. And something that they keep doing that I've noticed in the world now is they make it up in the air. It's turned into a 2.5-hour flight from a 4-hour flight.
Why didn't you go that fast in the first place?
Saving for money with for petrol. Peking. Hong Kong. Welcome to the toilets of the Lisboa Casino, Macau. And let me say this, I'm very drunk. And no matter, whenever you've in life had to hold in a laugh, like at a funeral, for example, you have never experienced the pain of trying to hold in a laugh while standing at a urinal, where I am now, whilst listening to a Chinese man fart, burp, and clear his throat whilst pissing. That is the hardest thing in the world not to laugh at. It just keeps coming at you. I am sitting by the pool at the Landmark Macau Hotel, a huge hotel with two towers. Our room's in the West Wing, thank you. Casino's on the third floor and the pool is on the fifth floor, which takes two different elevators to get to. Anyway, outside, well, in front of me is a big glass window outside a giant neon sort of globe made up of thousands of lights that is lighting up. It's daytime. It's about 11:30 in the morning. And rain is pouring down the windows, very sort of wet, wet rain, humid rain, you know, very sort of, it always feels very, very wet here. You are on an island in the South China, you know, in the South China Sea, I know nothing, near Hong Kong. It's the Vegas of the East, there's lots of casinos here. It's different from Vegas in that the Chinese don't really like slot machines, and it feels quite hard. Like much of China, it feels quite hard on the surface. The attitude, people don't really, you know, wait for you to get out the elevator first or get on the train first. They don't really say thank you to somebody when they help them out. It's probably like any sort of big city. London can feel like that for people who aren't from London. And when you're engaging with somebody, they're very nice, of course. But yeah, it feels really strong-willed. And the casino's kind of like that as well. There are slot machines in the big American-branded ones, like the Wynn and the MGM is over here, the Venetian and the Paris. In our hotel, you know, you go in the casino and it's like this big room of just quite scary-looking tables and all men, businessmen. Certainly last night, Friday night, is a businessman now, the businessman from Hong Kong, come over and gamble. But we had a great time. We wandered through the Wynn and the MGM, and we ate. And this is why I love going to casino hotels, because the food we ate last night was, I think, some of the best food we've had on the trip. In this giant aquarium, next to a giant aquarium with loads of topiary giant horses made out of astroturf. Sounds awful. Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. It's five star. Everything is five star. Because obviously the businessmen are funding it by losing their money, and you can go and sit, and for 50 quid we had four amazing cocktails, a cheese and ham platter, some of the nicest prawns, sort of garlic prawns that I've ever had. It's got a Portuguese history here, and that's clearly hanging around in the food. Some amazing seafood, some Alaskan crab cakes, and more for 50 quid. And we won a bit of money in the casino too, so that's all right. So how much does it cost to stay in a hotel like this? I think we're paying about £400 for four nights in the Landmark Macau. Book early. And there are cheaper places to stay, of course. We fly out of here to Bangkok, where it is. That's a cheap place to stay. Really looking forward to that. But sitting by the pool is absolutely phenomenal. We've not done this for weeks. We didn't really do it in Hawaii or anywhere else. But just sitting on a sun lounger, reading a book, seeing the rain come down past the amazing giant neon globe outside. It's really quite relaxing. Apart from the Chinese man in the changing rooms who stands there and says, "You'll swim? Yeah. You take shower." And they do, that is an accurate Chinese accent.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.